Hello, and welcome to the Oracle Cloud Podcast, where you'll get the latest information about cloud transformation and what the cloud means for your business. I'm Lisa Colm, Marketing Campaign Manager at Oracle, and today I'm joined by Tanu Sood, Senior Principal Director of Product Marketing at Oracle Cloud Business Group. Welcome, Tanu.
Hi, Lisa. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great. So cloud adoption is mainstream today. Do you see most organizations adopting a cloud model?
I do think cloud adoption is mainstream. In fact, according to a recently done Intel Oracle-sponsored study by an independent firm, Longitude, of over 700 IT professionals across different organizations, they found that over 72% organizations are actually looking to move their workloads to the cloud. So most organizations are on different paths to cloud adoption. There are a few that are looking to move their workloads to cloud, a few others that have embraced SaaS applications to meet their specific business needs, and then there are some that are keeping their existing on-premises investments, but are then connecting and extending those with cloud technologies. And of course, you have a few that are cloud native, that were born in the cloud. Either way, most organizations today are embracing cloud, but they're all getting to the cloud on a journey that best works for both their immediate as well as their long-term needs.
So given that most organizations are on their own journeys to the cloud, what do you think are the key challenges most organizations are facing as they move to the cloud?
So if you think about it, Lisa, most organizations do have on-premises systems today. As more and more companies transition to cloud and start to have data in the cloud as well, the biggest challenge then becomes how to connect the data, the information from cloud systems to the on-premises systems. You have to be able to maintain business continuity. The information in ERP needs to be connected to the sales app, which in turn may need to be connected with the marketing app, any of which could be any combination of cloud or on-premises systems. So for example, for a sales rep looking to provide good customer service, or for a customer service rep to be doing the same, or even for a customer who's looking to get full insights into a product or a service, you want them all to have a full picture regardless of where the information resides. And that's only possible when you integrate your systems.
So I get that we need integration between systems, but should integration also be in the cloud?
There are obvious benefits to having integration in the cloud, or what we call as integration service as a platform as a service. There's lower costs, there's process standardizations, the ability to respond more quickly to results, simplified point and click interface, which is less cumbersome, to rapidly build and deploy integrations. Essentially, you should build and deploy your integrations where your applications are. So you should look for an integration vendor that offers you a hybrid deployment approach, an approach that allows you to take advantage of the cloud and at the same time leverage your existing set of applications, whether they're in the cloud or on-premises. In fact, according to the Longitude survey that was recently released, more than half of the businesses say they are seeing improvements with cloud integration in critical integration areas. And that's because leading PaaS platforms can consolidate complex tool sets into a single, fully integrated solution. Advanced PaaS integration solutions do offer point-and-click interfaces with pre-built templates, connectors, integration flows that jumpstart the connection of these existing apps, devices, and even data. And if you add process automation in the mix, now you do have an integrated solution set that enables rapid integration at a scale that keeps up with your organization's need to keep the SaaS organization and SaaS applications updated.
So are you seeing a lot of PaaS adoption for integration?
We are, actually. From big companies like GE that are driving towards digital transformation and have multiple ERP applications that are looking to consolidate those and drive meaningful information across those and deliver on their vision of Internet of Things, to even organizations like Calix, which is a broadband systems provider that is looking to automate manual processes and increase its speed and agility to thwart competitors that are typically twice its size. So if you take example of Calyx, they have a truly heterogeneous environment, and they leverage Oracle Integration Cloud, incidentally, with the pre-built templates to speed up integration processes to integrate applications like Oracle eBusiness Suite, Salesforce, Adobe, Workday, and many others. And they were able to do that 6 times faster. That and the fact that they were able to automate multiple processes that were otherwise manual using the same cloud platform, in turn, that resulted in increased productivity of its digitized business by 50 to 80%. There are many such examples. Rico, Subaru USA, National Pharmacies, Australia Finance Group, and others. In fact, what I would encourage you and all our listeners here is to visit oracle.com/connect-and-extend to see the variety of use cases to understand where other organizations start their cloud journey and the results that they are seeing.
That's great. And thanks for the pointer to oracle.com/connect-and-extend. Can you share key priorities organizations have with cloud adoption?
So the Longitude study reveals that organizations are looking to cloud to drive end-to-end API lifecycle management and governance, to drive end-to-end visibility into process and integration flows, and to deliver faster integration at scale. And of course, once you have connected your enterprise, your apps, your data, your API, and your devices, you can then easily extend with mobile, with AI-powered chatbots, content, etc., to deliver engaging, even memorable experiences and share insights with customers, with partners, with employees. So the possibilities are enormous.
Well, thank you, Tanu. I have learned a great deal from our chat, and I hope our listeners have as well. I also wanted to thank our listeners for joining us today. If you want to explore more cloud research insights from the study, either for integration or another area of cloud you care about, be sure to visit oracle.com/goto/yourplatform. Until next time, this is Lisa signing off.